The raid on Marjack was a shock to people in Gainesville. NPR's Joshua Leves reports they never imagined a local company would be swept up in a major investigation of terrorism.
Gainesville is a small town of about 19,000 people, located about an hour north of Atlanta. The poultry industry helps drive the town's economy. Locals credit poultry plants with helping Gainesville not only avoid the poverty of some other small towns, but even prosper. Marjack is one of Gainesville's leading poultry companies, and in recent weeks it's been controversial for a reason having nothing to do with its finances. Earlier this week, several hundred residents of Gainesville and the surrounding area packed into a meeting of the Hall County Planning Commission. Marjack had applied to expand a feed mill operation into an area that's currently zoned for residential property. Dozens of people stepped up to express their opinions. Philip Wilhite was among those who supported the expansion.
It will put $15 million on our tax base. It will generate $80,000 per year. They've been a good corporate citizen here for many, many years.
Many were opposed to the plan, such as Robert Wainbert.
A place for everything, and everything has a place. And the bottom line is you do not need to have a feed mill with its inherent hazards and dangers in a residential area.
It was just the kind of debate you might find in any rural town. And while people knew Marjack is owned by an Islamic group, they didn't seem to have any problem with it. It was never even brought up in the meeting Monday. No one suspected that only 2 days later, the company would appear in a new light with the raid by federal agents.
This comes as a total surprise to me. Like I said, I was saddened to learn about it.
Stephen Black is on the Hall County Board of Commissioners.
This is a sleepy little town here. It's a nice little hamlet, and you never hear of things like that. You never expect anything like that to come to your door.
Marjack officials would not speak on tape, but the company's vice president, Doug Carnes, told NPR the federal agents wanted information on charitable contributions Marjack has made. Carnes says all of Marjack's contributions have gone to groups approved by the IRS. Carnes says the company is partly owned by Safa Trust, one of the interconnected web of groups that were raided and are being investigated. The government has not said there's any evidence of wrongdoing by any of these groups. And representatives of the Muslim American Society and the Council on Islamic American Relations say Marjack is a respected company that provides halal poultry for observant Muslims. Still, for residents of Hall County, news of the raid was jarring. Lifelong resident Lamar Mullis said it makes the fight against terrorism feel much closer to home.
It is just hard to imagine. I can't relate to the fact that potentially we are this close to an organization that is part of a terrorist network. It's just something that I can't comprehend right now.
Mullis happens to be opposed to Marjack's expansion. He and others say they're not sure how the raid will affect that debate. County Commissioner Stephen Black says he doesn't think it will make a difference. Still, Lamar Mullis says no matter what the outcome of the investigation, there will be repercussions in the community for a long time to come. Joshua Leves, NPR News, Gainesville, Georgia.